For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We now join the following program already in progress.
Beat the champ. Beat the champ, Duffer.
I'd like to say a special hello to our network affiliates who are joining us now after previously watching this, that, and the other thing. Oh, my goodness. Is it Monday?
Happy Monday. Happy Dingus Day. I know you've got the red because of the Amherst. I got the red because I was like, hey, it's Dingus Day. I got to put the red on. So anyway, just wanted to celebrate. But yes, it is a new week. It's playoff hockey. Sabres did have their, year-end pressers and players exit meetings and all of that. So there's a lot to unpack, obviously. But a beautiful Monday, nonetheless. Going to be beautiful today.
Is it?
It's supposed to be like 70s or something.
Isn't it still pouring rain?
It did earlier. I don't think it is anymore. I can't wait to get out there and cut the grass. That's what I'm saying. God.
Wouldn't it be a swamp where you are?
There is a couple of wet spots. I won't lie. But I've got one of those, like, you know, the handlebar in front of you. So when you go fast, you turn, you just go right through the stop sign. So got to be careful with that. But yes, I think it's going to be a beautiful week. So let's start to enjoy some resemblance of spring into summer.
Well, sure. I mean, best and worst of the weekend might have just happened in the last 7 minutes, depending on your perspective.
So we were on, but we weren't on. That's the way it goes.
Okay. Well, anyway, flying by the seat of our pants, you did mention the commentary in the form of player interviews, coach GM meeting with the media. You said there's a lot to unpack. I'm not sure I would agree with you on that, but it is the annual exercise for every organization when their season comes to an end. So me, as one who desires less to talk more about what's behind us, I'll allow you to do that if you want to, but I will also ask, like, what is going to happen moving forward here, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, there's a few things to unpack when it comes to what happened the last few days in the Sabres kind of entourage. And there's some individual things that we obviously can discuss. And I think a lot of people on social media have talked about, and then there's some collectively like team aspect of things. So if you don't mind me, I'll start with just individually, hearing from Josh Norris, hearing about his oblique injury, about how he got hurt in Ottawa, maybe came back too early. And then by the time he got here in Buffalo, he played 3 games and it really kind of just went back to the original injury. And I get that. Like, players always want to come back early, especially when you're in an Ottawa situation that you were, you know, kind of looking to get into a playoff spot. And at that time, you say, I want to get in. Maybe, you know, rushed it. And but it's going to be fine. So my concern was, wow, Josh Norris is already missing a lot of time in Buffalo. He's known for having some injury in the past, but it's completely isolated. It's going to be fine. You move on from that. So I'm looking at, okay, so you start game one next year, just like you would acquire Josh Norris over the summer. You did acquire him at the trade deadline, but it was more of a long-term thing. And so you've got him for next year. And I think he'll have an impact, a positive impact with the Sabres. So the injury doesn't worry me as much now because of the clarity as it did when we thought, well, it went from day to day to week to there's a possibility he may start skating. And it was very, very uneasy to know that Josh Norton wasn't around. So that is one of the individual thing, Duffer. And the other thing is something you and I talked about is Yuri Kulik and him going to Rochester. I think that personally, I felt like Yuri was an NHL guy now, that it was, look, you've played a lot. You played over 60 games with us. You're an NHL guy. Could have gone to the World Championship, but the Sabres feel that the AHL playoffs are a more intense, setting for Yuri to experience. And I also think that maybe that's a selfish, not in a negative way, not a negative word, but a selfish organization thing to say, look, we want to win. We want to win in Rochester. We want to win a Calder Cup. And anybody that's available could go there. I lost in the Calder Cup final to the Providence Bruins. And they had everybody from Boston back that year. Everybody. Because Buffalo beat Boston in the first round. And so did it set up Peter Laviolette as a head coach? Yes. Did it set up John Graham as a goalie? Yes. Did it set up Cameron Mann as a top player? Yes. It set Landon Wilson? Yes. It set up a lot of those guys. And I think that's what selfishly maybe the Sabres are looking to do with Yuri Kulik going down to Rochester and having that chance to maybe go out and win a Calder Cup.
Series with Syracuse begins on Friday at Blue Cross Arena. It's the third straight year the Crunch and the Amerks will meet. Rochester won in 2023 in five games. The Crunch won last year in five games. And as you well know, Syracuse is the Lightning affiliate. So the only advantage that the Amerks have here is that players like Connor Geeky are up with the Lightning, and he was terrific before getting called up. So
I don't anticipate him to go back. Like, I mean, like the Lightning need Connor Geeky to be at Tampa.
But when you look at it from a full health Amerks standpoint, I will throw out speculation here and suggest that Noah Osland will probably continue to be between Brett Murray and Isaac Rosanne because he's played with them a lot this year. Of course, in the years prior, Yuri Kulik did. So Yuri could find himself with, let's say, an Anton Wahlberg, which is big, fast, you know, impactful on the left side, and someone like Lucas Rusek on the other, which is perfect because Rusek is a playmaker and Yuri's a shooter, which is the familiar dynamic that Yuri was able to build off of in his previous stint in the AHL. And I think it's probably going to be a nice feeling for him being with a playmaker, you know, upon his return to the AHL here.
No, absolutely. I think that's a great feeling. And I think, Rochester's worked really hard all year to be where they are. And they've had some players that have had a really good impact. And that's all great. But the end game is to develop your players to be able to have an impact and have that experience to be able to get to Buffalo. So does it suck in a way for some of the guys that are maybe not as high in the Sabres tree or maybe are even just AHL guys? Yeah, it's not the best of feeling. You play all year, but that's also where organizations are. That's where everybody is doing. The teams that win, the teams that have success. Pittsburgh did that for a few years with Wilkes-Barre. They were able to do it. Like, that's, look at Hershey and Coachella Valley the last, you know, year, or Hershey a couple of years. Like, they've been able to, and what does that do? That allows you to have guys move on up to Washington and moving on up to Seattle, and that's what you're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
Now, those are very separated in a way, because I think here in Buffalo, we're all, you and I, and a lot of people that follow Rochester are excited to see what Rochester is going to do. But that has not been directly linked to what the Sabres have been able to do. That has not been directly linked to, oh, guys are getting called up and having an impact. It's separated. So that's great to have that happen in Rochester. But I think the big question that everybody's got is, what is Buffalo going to do now? Because they have to, you know, 14 years of not making the playoffs, they have to be a team that's going to be aggressive to get in the playoffs next year, because the teams that were aggressive last year or a little bit more aggressive got a better return on their aggressiveness than the Sabres did.
And like, the narrative really works for the Capitals right now, that their farm club won the Calder Cup 2 years in a row, and they've been able to bring in players from those teams and have them impact now. However, many things can be true. So the Amerks could get eliminated in three straight, and Devon Levi could still go on to a terrific NHL career.
Yeah.
Or Devon Levi could be the Calder Cup MVP. The Amerks could win their seventh Calder Cup, and Devon Levi might only end up being a backup goaltender in Buffalo. These are unknown. There are no guarantees from any of this, whether they play one round or four rounds, three games or 20 games.
Yeah.
And all that being said, I would still ask the question. Yuri Kulik, Noah Oslin, Ryan Johnson, Devon Levi, insert name here. Who's going to have the biggest impact in these playoffs that is going to then catapult them into a more meaningful place with the Sabres next year?
Well, it's kind of a two-part question. I think Devon Levi, if the Rochester Americans have the run that the organization want them to have, it's going to be Devon Levi that's going to have that impact. I think that everybody else is going to play a part, but overall, and that's just normal, right? Like Hershey last year, Hunter Shepard, is he in the NHL?
Right, but Hunter's never been able to take that step.
He's not in the NHL.
Right.
But that's different. But I think that without Hunter Shepard, Hershey probably doesn't get to where they need to be. And you got to, Coachella Valley was Chris Drieger last year. I believe it was. Yeah. For part. And the same thing, like Drieger had his chance and then not there. But I think that the two part question is, who's going to have the biggest impact? For me, that's Levi. Will that translate into him having a huge impact in Buffalo next year? I don't think so. And that's, again, trying to separate Rochester and Buffalo. Having success in Rochester is great, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have it impact Buffalo right away. You have to have your strong foundation in Buffalo. And I don't see Levi coming into Buffalo and having that impact of saying, I'm here. I had a great playoffs in Rochester in 2025, and maybe I won. Maybe I went to the finals. Maybe I didn't. But I'm here, and I'm going to save the day for everybody. I don't see that happening. Does it have the potential, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Change down the road? Maybe. Maybe down the road there's an impact, but it's not an impact in game one next year. I don't see it that way.
Amerks are hosting on Friday night and Sunday afternoon at Blue Cross Arena. Games 3 and, if necessary, 4 are the following Thursday and Saturday in Syracuse. And if game 5 is necessary, it's not until the following week on May the 9th, a Friday night at Blue Cross Arena. So this has the potential to drag on if history repeats itself between these two.
Most likely will. But Dad, welcome to the AHL playoffs with travel and building availabilities and all of that. My second year in Roch, 98-99, in the conference finals, we had home ice advantage, Duffer, and couldn't even start at home because the old Philadelphia Spectrum was having the circus in town, and there was literally 14 days of non-availability in the building. So we started 2 games in Philly, and then we have home ice advantage, but we started in Philly. Then had a week off before playing 3 games in Rochester and then going back to Philly for game 6. But there was literally 2 weeks time before game 2 and game 6. Like, that's a lot of time in between games, but that's the AHL schedule for you.
Yes, and this round is a best of 5. If they advance to the next round, it's a best of 5. And then conference final and final in the American Hockey League are best of 7. So, and of course, you know, amidst the Oslin returning and Kulik coming back, you know, they got, really good news in the fact that Tyson Kozak is a part of that as well. So, and obviously Isaac Rosén as expected. So, their lines are going to look really deep, and there will be options for head coach Michael Leone for sure as the series unfolds as to, how to tweak, and he's got a surplus of defensemen, although I don't have an update on Ethan Prowl. Prowl has played limited minutes this year, and he got hurt in the game on Friday night. But they still have a pretty full complement down there in that regard. So, again, Amerks Friday night at home at Blue Cross Arena against Syracuse to kick off the playoffs. Cleveland and Toronto, by the way, play the mini-series, the 4-5 matchup. It starts on Thursday, and the winner of that best of 3 will then take on Laval in the next round. Now, as far as real quick takeaways, I mean, we got lots to get to here from league and Stanley Cup playoff standpoint. There's 4 in the NHL tonight: Montreal, Washington, St. Louis, Winnipeg, Colorado, Dallas, Edmonton, LA. There's 2 days worth of things to discuss, from the playoffs. There's also, coaching vacancies across the league and potentially more coaching vacancies because teams haven't announced everything, but we saw Anaheim and the Rangers announce over the course of the weekend, and it's impossible not to think that Chris Drury might have as much heat on him as anybody else right now.
He has a lot of heat on him, and it's been a mess of a year in New York, and Artemi Panarin settlement that was settled before the season or the start of the season, but nothing was announced until after. It just was a mess. And so Peter Laviolette gets fired. Phil Housley is also out in New York. Michael Pekka, status quo right now. He's an assistant in the Rangers organization, but there's no word on him. So he's still retained, and we'll know when they pick a coach if he stays on the staff or not. That was expected. I mean, I think it was expected in December and January when the Rangers were not doing well, but, you know, was Chris Drury going to make that change then? He didn't. Probably should have, because you look at what the Rangers did. He didn't. The Anaheim Ducks one, Greg Cronin, it was unexpected for me, because I felt like Anaheim did enough to say, hey, we're taking steps forward. The young guys, the Leo Carlson, right? You know, they move forward. Lucas Dostal in net, move forward. There was a lot of good that happened in Anaheim. That was a little unexpected. And maybe they felt like Greg Cronin took them to where they need to be, and now they need somebody to take it even further. Maybe that's what Anaheim is hoping to be able to do. I was a little surprised on the Anaheim firing, but no surprise in New York. That New York is going to look for a coach. And I can guarantee you the number one guy on their top of their list is Rick Tocchet. Rick Tocchet in Vancouver is still, you know, up in the air. And when Rick Tocchet was asked about the Elias Pettersson and JT Miller situation, said, it got carried away. Does that, the other thing, I love JT Miller. He's great. I love coaching him. Well, he basically said, I'd like to, you know, without saying it, I'd like to coach him again. And I think Rick Tocchet to the Rangers could be a very, like, easy transition.
What if Mike Sullivan beats him there? Wouldn't he then go to Pittsburgh?
Like, or would he go to Philadelphia? People are saying Mike Sullivan to the Rangers could be. I think the Flyers are going to be in the mix as well. Mm-hmm. I think Mike Sullivan to the Flyers could be an easy transition. Why? Because they just had Torts. And Torts and Sully play very much the same system when they coach. They're just different people and different coaches. And Danny Briere has a history with Mike Sullivan as well. Played with him in Arizona. So I think Mike Sullivan, if that was to happen in Pittsburgh, could find his way to Philly and still have Rick Tocchet find its way to the Rangers. If Tocchet could pick, he would pick the Rangers over the Penguins. I think the roster is much better in New York.
Would he pick the Flyers over the Rangers?
No, I think he'd pick the Rangers.
Yeah?
That's just my guess. Yeah. If I'm in Rick Tocchet's position, where do I think is the best fit for me? Mm-hmm. I think the Rangers are a best fit for him.
Do you know why? Because every single coach on the planet is going to sign up for the best goaltender in the league on most 100%. Days.
We got Calvin DeHaan basically
why
saying
why would you
this
go to Philadelphia
thing?
Or Pittsburgh when you could sign up with Shesterkin in New York, right?
Like okay, put Shesterkin in Philly. I'm signing in Philly.
Like you can't. Like
yeah, put Shesterkin in Philly. I'm going to Philly. Put Shesterkin in Pitt. I'm going to Pitt. 100%. Put him in because you imagine Sid Malkin and Shesterkin, and you say I'm starting with this, but now you don't have that goalie, and it's a big thing. Okay, well then you know we circle around it. It's always like. I think that's we talked about Devon Levi. That's a big point of conversation we'll have with Sabres throughout all summer long is where and how the Sabres move on and try to say, hey, goaltending is a strength of us. And that's why we're going to be good. And that's that every coach would say, I'm going to go where the best goaltender is.
It's a better late than never Monday. Thank you for being with us today on WGR Sports Radio 550 and MSG. Lots to get to here on this day and through the course of the week as we build towards not only the start of the Amerks playoff season, but the Bandits are home on Friday against San Diego. It's night one of the NLL playoffs as Buffalo looks for a three-peat. As we know, attendance records throughout the year in Banditland, it promises to be that much better. This is a daunting matchup in round one against San Diego, who came into Banditland and won in overtime this year. The following week, Buffalo went out to San Diego and beat the Seals by a goal. So this is shaping up to be an amazing matchup on Friday night in Banditland. Bandits.com/tickets. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
Mm-hmm.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.